I followed him into the woods. He had a long stride and what Grandma, frowning, would have called exuberance. Something about him made bees fly up from underground and sting me 3 times. Run, he said, and he did, as venom flowed through my veins. He stopped some 50 yards ahead and knelt beside a log. A violet butterfly fanned itself there. He told me its species name, said it like he was reading it off a flashcard, like I should thank him for it. Have you ever been poisoned? He asked, breaking off a white mushroom. When air touched it inside, it turned blue, the same shade as his eyes. We walked back to his shack. He said he was going to build a pyramid to live in, like Wilhelm Reich, who learned it from the pharaohs. It slows down time. You don't get old so fast. I looked out the window. There's a porcupine climbing a tree. He shrugged and started sautéing the mushrooms he'd picked. He sang Dear Doctor by the Stones, off key. His hair in a braid was longer than mine. He served the mushrooms with wild chives and nasturtiums on tin plates. You'd think I'd have known better, but I ate a whole plateful. He pulled up a chair and stared into my face. I thought he was going to kiss me. But no, he was using my eyes as mirrors. I could tell by the way he was smiling. We should have chamomile tea, he said, but didn't make any.